We're still holding in the Pelayot in the Shire of Einas Dvarim. V'yesh Einas Dvarim. Shuchomer me Einas Momin. There's Einas Dvarim. There's causing pain using your words. We've spoken about previously about business practice, shady business practices, being mashaker, lying, covering up tremendous issues with a little bit of a small veneer of paint. But there's Einas Dvarim, which is much worse, says the Pelayot, than Einas Mamin. Masha Omru. Kol Asha'arim Ninalu Chutz Mishare Eino. All the gates are closed except for the Shire Eino. What does that mean? When somebody is in pain and they call out in pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that pain opens up. That door opens up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I'm sorry, when are the gates closed?
Meaning all the gates, ultimately in a certain sense, like the gates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's like, it's a sense of feeling, there's a minia, there's a closing. But when somebody's in a place of pain, and deep, deep pain, that gate opens up. You say, Shard Mois, learn to know, someone who cries out and screams, that those tears,
right,
the tears, the Shard Mois. So same thing also, but where does that stem from? It stems from when a person has reached that level, that rock bottom level of pain, the Sha'arim open up. And such a person who then causes that pain will then receive in response back in retribution from HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendously. Tremendously deep. Many people unfortunately fall to this. Because they really don't know to what extent and what are the parameters of Einas Dvarim, of causing pain and using your words in a very inappropriate way. The general principle is, anybody who causes pain to their friend, this is called Einas Dvarim. Which specific things do cause that pain? It can pretty much be encapsulated in that what hurts your friend, you do not do, what hurts you, I should say, what you wouldn't want to hear, you don't want to do that to somebody else. I tell my students a lot of times, I say, listen, there's enough people in the world that are going to put you down. So like, be one of those people, and by the way, there's a lot of people out in the world who also will put you down. There's a lot of negativity out in the world. Many people tell you, go out to do something, that you want to accomplish something, you have a certain mission, a certain goal in mind. A lot of people will tell you, it's not a good chav, it's not a good idea, you should do it this time. There's so many people out there that have, everyone's like a chacham when it comes to everybody else. They're like the world's political advisors. Oh, yeah, I think you should do this. The one thing is that maybe you should become the type of person who is pumping other people up. There's enough people in the world that are pulling people down. Maybe you should just like be one of those people in the world who actually pump people up. I don't understand what you just said. However, I would say like this. Listen, with that, I'm not sure if that's even putting someone down. I'm not even sure what that is. But I'll tell you this. There's one you say. You know, your mother, what does your mother say? If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it, right? If you have nothing to say, don't say it. I like to add to that. But if you have something nice to say, say it. And it's such a small thing that you don't appreciate. If you see somebody with a nice shirt, nice shoes, they're looking good today, I take that personally, right? you have to know exactly how and what. But again, you want to be a force of positivity and negativity in the world. There's enough people that are just, to be honest, there's a lot of people out there in the world that are so caught up in constant negativity. And obviously it's a projection of internally what's going on with themselves. A lot of people, and this is a very big fact, a lot of people feel they're not going anywhere, they don't have a real actual mission in life, a destiny, a particular fate and direction where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to meet. And probably one of the biggest chesaronos of our dar, this is literally one of the biggest chesaronos of our dar, is there's zero idea of like actual mission in life. That people say, this is my mission, this is what I'm accomplishing. And it's become... really? Listen, Baruch Hashem, you have a very positive life. I meet people, they have no idea even the concept of having a mission in life. They have no idea of like, this is my mitzvah. Some people, a lot of guys, let's say they burn out and fail in yeshiva. I'm talking about, let's say, guys that grew FFB, that went to the yeshiva system and then frayed, they felt like they weren't shy to this, they weren't shy to that. They lose their sense of excitement and positivity in the world. It's very sad. They're sapped of that excitement. They'll sap them. Because why? Because throughout their entire lives, again, you can blame other people externally, but it's internally. It's internally. Because why? Ultimately, we need to find something to look forward to that I say, I'm shy for something bigger. I'm shy for something greater. And if I didn't succeed here, then I'm not going to try here. I'm not going to try there. Because who likes to fail? Nobody likes to fail. So to put yourself out there for a mission, for a grander perspective on life, it's very scary. It makes yourself vulnerable. And you don't put yourself out there because you're going to ultimately... fail, and it's going to be painful.
Especially when you don't have good rabbi.
Like I said, you could always externalize, but part and parcel of becoming mature is understanding that you can't externalize. You have to internally within yourself.
How do you know what your mission is?
Oh.
You may think you know what it is, but what is
the sense? So, great question. It starts at least with asking the question. It starts at least with even asking the question. Well, what is my role in life? Am I supposed to be doing something great? Maybe being great just means I'm a responsible, stable father. Maybe that's great also. You know, it doesn't have to be that you're running in this huge institution, that you're doing this big movement. Yeah, this is absolutely Yush Chiddush. Why? Because we don't think big anymore. Because we don't think, understand, because we don't really know what small is. We don't know what small is to be great. Yeah, that's true. 100%. A lot of this stuff comes from. Now, again, why do I say that? It was all just one big screed to explain that people walk around with such deep, dark negativity because they see this friend succeeded, they see that person's making money, this person's going somewhere, and they just... They feel that they're not shy to it. So what do? They develop a hater mentality that they start putting other people down. They can't stand it when this person's successful, that person. They just can't handle it. Other people who are Baruch Hashem succeeding should never apologize for wanting to desire to succeed in life. And when I say succeed in life, it means to make an impact on others. Again, to have a positive mission in life. That I'm not gonna. I don't care if it looks weird that I'm the type of person that smiles at other people. You know, there are some people who are like this. If you go to certain communities in the world, where the idea of somebody saying good job is and smiling is like weird. What's wrong with you? Are you weird? And you say, you know what? Maybe I am weird. I'm weird in the sense that I want other people to be happy. It's such a weird thing. It's so weird. You know, it's such a weird thing. LMI, you're weird for not wanting other people to be happy. So you know what? I'm happy. I don't care what you think. I'm going to continue with my mission in life and not to become to fall into this trap of anas dvarim. So I just want to finish the shtick and we'll get to questions after. The rabbi ma meharetz dem darkum kesel lama shemitzarim es chaverim derech schoik v'chalas rosh kidev harbei simcha shel ha'olis. Okay, so this is a little bit of a touchy subject because we love to, people like to kibitz with each other. People like to have a little bit of fun, a little smile, and I'm a huge proponent of it. You know, again, we have to understand what that means. But the idea is we like to joke with other people in order to make a laugh. Now, there's a difference between kibitzing and really saying things about a person that is actually derogatory. Right? There's a very, very fine line between being funny, being nice, and sometimes it's also a sign of reus, that I know you well enough, that I know parts of you and you know parts of me, and like we can kind of rib on each other. That's a little different than when somebody is, let's say, makes fun of somebody that has aspects that they cannot change. There's certain parts of you that you just can't change. Call someone fat. Now again, what you can say, you can change. It's a part of them. They're currently at this very moment right now. They can't walk around and it'll change. If that's like their tooth, they can go to the next room, take it out of their teeth. But I'm saying that, like, you know, maybe I'm using some particular examples that are close to me. But the point is that these are things that you the immutable characteristics. You don't go after. And a person has to have a very smart and fine line of how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, don't do it. Because oftentimes it comes off very badly if you're not smart. You're throwing like arrows at people. Because it's so stringent, you have to be very careful. There are certain people that are just, they're sensitive. There are certain people that you can really, really cut very deep. And you have to know how what you're doing. And such a person who's throwing these things out, he doesn't understand what pain he's causing. I'm sure every single one of us, you don't have to be a weirdo to have experiences in your life where you remember a particular negative comment that someone made to you, either at a young impressionable age or even like literally yesterday. There's nothing wrong with you. That's called being a human. People, unfortunately, not everybody thinks before they talk. Because people just generally joke, but you don't realize you literally could have hurt this person. You could have made a very negative comment that really, really could sit with them and affect them to a large degree. Such a person won't become so comforted. Such a person, you won't even be able to even ask mechila because it's so. First of all, people feel stupid to say, yeah, I was bothered by that. Because, oh, you're making a big deal about it. Why are you bringing it up? It's such a big deal. The onus is on you, the one who hurt that person's feelings. So, you in a sense, you can't allow that person any space to actually mention a comment. And secondly, you're not, and more specifically, you're not going to be able to do tshuva. Now, obviously, if you have to speak, have a tough conversation with somebody that is latachlis, then unfortunately, let's say you need to speak to them in a tough way, saying this is an inappropriate behavior, you're going to cause them pain, but it's not with the intention of hurting them. It's with the intention of giving techacha. You have to be smart about it. You have to know how to do it. And maybe Bizman said, we're not holding in a place how to do it. But such a person who, by the way, why it's so important to really think deeply about it, because we are really messed up people. People are not Bali Midas. We're not handling Gedali Musar, where you have a very clear idea of what your intentions and motivations are. When you're coming to somebody and you're under the guise of this is a very important conversation, a lot of times it's really because you have the actual, you have a frustration with them. That's a personal frustration, not a policy frustration, but a personal frustration. And it's coming from a place of nekama. And the Torah says, Loisi Koim. You have to be very careful that when you're doing it, it needs to be l'ta'eles. You cannot, because again, you have to be so self-aware. What are your motivations? Because it comes out, and people can pick up on resentment. People can pick up on disdain and the frustrations you have towards them, and you're not going to get anything anyway. Because people oftentimes, when they feel that you have that sense of resentment and disdain, they'll become defensive. So what did you gain? You gain neither the fact that the person changes, because they'll be defensive, and nor did you have an opportunity to actually help a person grow. And again, you just expressed your anger within yourself. That wasn't helpful for you. Such a person who eventually will lead to if it's a place of a joking, you're doing it through the type of a joke, you're just using the joke on the blood of your friend. And that's just leitzanus. That's called belittling him. Such a person where it's initially yisurin, and so for at the end it will be ultimate destruction. Such a person has to be very careful about causing and hurting and really speaking derogatory about others. And even more specifically, it's funny that this is the last line of his entire point. But this is like really, really one of the ikur yisoides. Kiyadu, the Gemara says that a person has to be very careful the nasdvar with his wife, because shekarov demois, that she will cry very quickly. The post can actually derive from that an idea that if somebody is of a more sensitive nature, you have to have a double level of respectable for that. It's become very common in our society today and culture to say, ah, you're so triggered, right? These are the terminologies they use in the culture today. Or you're what's it called? You're too sensitive, right? What else do you call it? Woke, right? You're too hypersensitive. I don't know exactly the terminology they use, but you're so hypersensitive, and that in a sense removes from me the onus, the chiyuv of what, of being respectful towards people's feelings. There's obviously limits to it. You know, nowadays, you know,
it's sort of Trump, and someone's gonna break
right. Some right, or some people say like you're not allowed to say male, female. Obviously, there's limits, and there's obviously things that are seichodik. But Pashit, being a normal person, you could say, what's the big deal if the person? It's not my problem. The answer is, yeah, it is your problem. We have that level. And of course, it has to be with a seichel, but we have a concept of being respectful towards somebody else and not to go walk around. Pay attention to what you say, how you say things. You'd be surprised. A guy walks in the basement a little bit late and you say, I haven't seen you in a long time. So you think you're being funny, but you're really just making the person feel bad. And that's...
There used to be an issue like that if a guy ever walked in late, the whole basement just would clap.
You see, that's amazing, right? No. Right?
The guys like try to sneak
it. It's a classic Rebbe thing that the guy's like, okay, I walked in, I'm walking right back out. He wants it to be like when he comes in, he just is a little bit is unseen. Now, again, you have to know, some people dafka want it to, they are seen. You know, that's why they dafka don't come, and they come because they enjoy like the whole like, oh, you know, there's a lot of people who are crazy out there. The point is, nonetheless, when it comes to your wife, just going back to the original point, is that when it comes to your wife is sensitive, and she's built to be that sensitive, and you don't want her not to be sensitive, right? Tzipora Heller, one of the famous rebbes, she said that, you know, whether a woman could do certain male activities or not, and could they become that way? Sure. But is it worth it? Absolutely not. Because through that process, they'll lose the entire entity of what it means to be a woman, to be a caretaker, to be a motherly figure. And could they do things? No one's saying not. But should they? Absolutely not. And therefore... And therefore, she's opposed to female coils. Exactly, it's like a crazy,
no, meaning,
it's like a very, it's a hot take. Yeah, I love, yeah.
Going out to work,
There's an interesting discussion in that. I think your point is that you should become the type of person that people just like you. Again, that you caught that you're a positive force in the world, not a negative force. There's enough people who are negative. You might as well be one of the positives. And through that process, when you're also giving positive to other people, Hashem will ultimately be positive towards you. It's like the easier thing. Just to figure out a way how to be positive. Also, more importantly, this is maybe a less important point, not to be annoying. There's a lot of people have some annoying habits that they're unself-aware exactly like what they do. Again, we spoke about this a few times before. Like small little habits, so just pay attention. Like, is it annoying to other people? I wonder. Just be a little more self-aware. Be like, what I'm doing right now, is it annoying to others? Ah, they're annoyed by it? So people say, well, I don't have to, who cares? They should stop being annoyed. That's another one. Okay, all the best. Let's love.